Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems with me, Greg Chapman. And first of all, I do apologise if you hear any traffic noises in the background. I'm recording this Fast Five from a service station on my way to Penzance, where tonight I'm performing a show called the Non-Psychic Psychic Show at the Acorn Theatre. And the thing about this show is it's a completely different style for me because it actually gets very, very serious. And it's about a topic that actually matters to me, but it's a topic that historically mattered to one of my heroes. And I'm going to talk about this on the Fast Five because if I try and sneak this into the main podcast, I'll get in trouble with Jem for bringing up one of my ever-ready subjects, that of Mr. Harry Houdini. Now, most people will recognize the name Harry Houdini as this escapologist, this magician, famously escaping from straitjacket might have appeared in your mind, or possibly making an elephant disappear. Those seem to be the two things he was most famous for in that respect. But the thing is that he actually spent a lot of the latter part of his life trying to debunk fraudulent mediums. And this actually came from the fact that his mother had died, and he tried to get in contact with her, and he found that every medium he went to were using tricks, magic tricks, that he could easily replicate. And following the end of the First World War, actually, there was this huge upsurge in the idea of spiritualism, communication with the dead. And what I'm saying here, by the way, if you're someone that believes in communication with the dead, here and in my show, I'm not saying that's impossible. I don't know is the answer to that. What I am saying quite definitely is there are definitely people out there who are faking it, and people who I will not name for fear of getting sued, because many of them are also incredibly litigious. So it's all about Harry Houdini, and Harry Houdini actually would go around, travelling around, take days off of shows, off of making money, to go and sit in on some of the seances of the era. And the seances of the era were incredible. They would, you know, bring people into a room, they'd sit them around a table, they'd all hold hands. And this wasn't just, you know, sort of talking to the dead. You know, we see a lot of psychics on TV and things, and they're doing various techniques, but basically they boil down to just communicating, just speaking to the dead. But back in the early 1900s, this was a big magic show almost in this room of the seance. And as early, you know, in that period, you could go out and you could buy magic books that just taught you how to do a seance. And these included sort of ghostly noises, tambourine shaking, and the spiritualists would, in the way a lot of magicians do today, they would make sure they were restrained to prove that they couldn't be doing anything. And this is where the link with escapology comes in. And Harry Houdini would go around and he would debunk some of the more obvious magic tricks. He would actually show up some of these people. And just a couple of my favorite examples of what he did. One of these mediums would sit in a room and there was sort of a big megaphone tube thing on the table, like a cone-shaped thing, and they'd all join hands, all the lights would be switched off, no one would be able to see anything, but people would be holding this medium's hand, and then suddenly this booming voice would come out of the megaphone and answer people's questions. And Houdini snuck into one of these seances, and he was one of the people around the table, and he held hands with the medium. He didn't notice the medium's hands leave at all, and this big booming voice came out, and that medium would have got away with it absolutely completely. That fraudulent psychic would have got away with it completely were it not for the fact that just before he began, while he was examining the cone, Houdini had actually put a little layer of boot polish around the mouthpiece. Funnily enough, when the lights came back on, that medium sitting there, who was supposed to have not in any way, shape or form have spoken, had black boot polish all around his mouth. A classic slapstick gag being used to actually debunk a fraud. Another example is there's one of them who did his act barefoot. Various things rattled around all over the room. He was supposed to have not in any way, shape or form have been able to do it. Again, Houdini had snuck into the room that night. The lights got switched off. Before any of the normal rattling, there was a ghostly scream of pain. Well, I say a ghostly scream of pain. What there actually was, of course, was there was a scream of a man who had trod on a whole load of tacks that Houdini had scattered across the floor just to see if this medium was moving around after the lights went out, which of course he was. So this is an entire subject to be dealt with. It is one I'm hoping to be able to do this show in more places around the country as well. But I just thought you'd be interesting to know that Harry Houdini, hero of mine, was more than just this performer, more than just this escapologist. He was also a man who used some fairly interesting methods to debunk fraudulent psychics. I'm aware that that is coming towards the end of my time now, so thank you all very, very much for listening. We'll be back again on Tuesday with a longer episode, but for now, goodbye and take care.